Good morning. Thank you, Karen, for that beautiful prelude this morning. Miss Ann's not feeling well, so if you'll remember her in prayer, our organist. But thank you, Karen, for that beautiful music as we start today. Welcome. Glad that you're here on this Memorial Day weekend. And we're going to honor the Lord and worship Him today. And so Brother Joel, our pastor, is out on vacation, and our esteemed senior adult pastor is going to esteemed as we had some guests here this morning from Minnesota, and they were impressed by the steam feel of the when they walked out the door a while ago, and so yeah, that steam is coming, if not already. So I'm expecting a pretty rough summer heat-wise, so based on what we've seen so far the past couple of weeks. But Brother Paul, we're glad you're here to share with us and pray for Brother Joel and his family as they're on vacation. They'll have a good time. So let's begin with prayer, and then the choir will sing, and we'll worship the Lord together. Heavenly Father, Lord, we bless your name, for you are holy, and you are worthy of worship. Lord God, Jehovah, we praise your name. We thank you, Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, for being our Savior and our Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence and your encouragement, your comfort, and your strength, your guidance. Help us today to follow you, follow your word. Pray for Paul as he brings your word today, that you would speak through him and touch our hearts and our minds and our ears as we hear, and Lord, in our actions as we respond by living out your word on a daily basis. Lord, thank you for each person that's here. Pray that you'll meet everybody where they are. Comfort and strengthen those who are going through difficult times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's our prayer this morning. The Holy Spirit's power, His presence would be upon us and in us as we serve Him. We serve a risen Savior. And He, after He arose, He spent some time with the disciples for about 40 days. But then 10 days later, He sent the Holy Spirit. The Comforter came. And Jesus lives. He lives today. He's at the right hand of the Father, but He sent His Holy Spirit to live within our hearts. Let's stand as we sing. He lives.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy. I voice of cheer. And just the time I need it, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way.
To rejoice, 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 O Christian.
Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. My brother is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives with
welcome, welcome. We're so glad that you are here today. And so right now what we want to do is just take a few minutes and greet one another in the name of the Lord. Share the love of Christ as you greet one another.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the righteous grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountains, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgression, sing it greater far than all my sailing.
Amen. You may be seated as we keep singing. Ready? And
wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching to all the lost. I have been pardoned, saved to the uttermost. Chains have been taken, my burden, setting my spirit free. For the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountains, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgression, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus. Praise his name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled. By its transforming power, making him God's dear child. Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free. For the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountains, broken like a thousand falls, sufficient grace for even me, broader than the scope of my transgression.
He's worthy of worship and praise. Well, we're going to have a special treat in just a few minutes. So during the offertory, our choir will come down, give them a moment to come down, and then our handbell choir is going to get in place, and they'll be playing Sweet Hour of Prayer. So there's always got to be a first, and it happened about 8:35, 8:40 this morning, and they did a fine job. I should say we did a fine job because I played with them this morning. And they're going to come up and play Karen Farr here in the blue. She is our director, and she's done a fabulous job getting our handbells going. And it's just a great time of fellowship with all the people that are involved and just making music together. So, and it's different than what we've experienced here for a good while. It's been a while since we've had a handbell group, and I'm so delighted. So that'll happen right after we receive our morning offering or during that time. And so keep that in mind. Now I want us to sing for the offertory hymn today one of the most powerful hymns in our hymnal. And it's hymn number 705. It's It Is Well With My Soul. And before you leave this place today, I want you to make sure it's well with your soul. That's kind of what Brother Warren preached on this morning, to take inventory, basically, of yourself, to consider your ways, consider the ways of the Lord, and do they match up? And so today, Brother Paul's going to be sharing a powerful message with us as well. There's no reason for anyone to leave here today without knowing the Lord as their Savior. So let's sing this beautiful song together. Once again, it's hymn number 705. We'll sing all four stanzas. We'll remain seated until the last stanza. Oh, all sufficient merit. Let's put a pause on that. I'm getting ahead of myself. Yeah, I should have had a choir song in here. Let's do that first. All right. Woo! So y'all forgive me. All right, here we go. This is a beautiful song. And the choir does a great job on it.
scared.
I'm going to roll with it. I'm going to go. No matter what.
Sufficient merit, shining like the sun, a fortune I inherit by no work I've done. My righteousness I forfeit at my Savior's cross, where all efficient merit did what I could not.
In love he condescended, eternal now in time, a life without a blemish, the Maker made to die.
The law could never save. Thank you for the cross.
Calvary's cross. Let's stand as we sing on the fourth verse. It is well with my soul.
Thankful to be in your house this morning, to worship you and you only. Lord, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Lord, as we remember those that have provided us this freedom to be here this morning, the all that have served in our armed forces, those that are, have paid the ultimate price, Lord, those that are currently serving, those that have served here in this congregation. We just ask, Lord, that you bless each and every one of them. And, Lord, we thank you for paying the ultimate sacrifice that we may have freedom from the bondage of sin. And, Lord, may we remember that and keep you close to our heart all the day. Lord, we love you and need you. Lord, as we take up an offering this morning, we just pray that, Lord, it will be used to know you and make you known. In all things, may you receive honor and glory. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Getting started back. We're always in need of people that fill in, particularly those that read music. It's a lot easier to jump in on a different part if you read the music. And so if you'd like to be a part of the handbell, see me, or you can see our director, Karen Clark. Also like to thank her husband, Don, for helping out with some things with us getting ready. And also Mount Zion Baptist Church over in Madison, their minister of music has been very helpful. And they've loaned us some things that we needed and given us some things that they're no longer using. So we are very blessed to have that church helping us and being a friend to us in this as well. So Karen, it's time for Sweet Hour of Prayer. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you so much, Karen. And what a beautiful job y'all did today, and God bless you. You know, Karen and her husband are new members here, relatively. And I just appreciate the way that when you see a need, you jump in and you get something going for the Lord. So today we're going to be talking about that. And I appreciate the wonderful music that we've enjoyed and we've been blessed by today. And Ken, I just want to, you know, give a shout out to you that we appreciate you. And we love you, and we thank you for the beautiful music that prepares our heart each week for the message. This morning, I'd like to speak for a few minutes on when we share the glorious message of Jesus Christ. And before we get started, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I want to thank you for today, and thank you for this season when we remember our soldiers who gave their lives so that we would have the freedom to stand here this morning and share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, thank you for all of those that gave their lives for this nation and for the families. Lord, we pray that you would just continue to be with them as we remember their loved ones. Lord, be with those that have been recently affected by the tremendous storms out west, and we just pray that you'll help meet their needs. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, I'd like for you to take your Bibles and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we'll look at the first five verses. And the Christian message is the instruments of God's power. And so now Paul is discussing the communication of the message. He's talking about what kind of witness are you. And there is nothing more important for us than the matter of witnessing. The priority program of the church until Jesus comes is that of communicating the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to every person in this community and through our missionaries around the world. And that's something that I really appreciate about Brother Joel, is how he always has the gospel in his message. That is the central part of what he brings to us each week, because that is the central focus on God's word as we share his word with others. And Jesus said, before he went away, he says, "Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." And then he promised the presence of the Holy Spirit of God when he said, "But you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the other parts of the world." The anointing of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, comes to us in three aspects of the task as we look at this communicating and witnessing of the gospel. First of all, number one, there was the supreme passion that we saw in the Apostle Paul. He was focused on that. It was his passion. It was his calling. And in verses 1 and 2, it says, "And I, brethren, when I come to you, I did not come with you with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring the testimony to you of God. For I determined not to know anything except Jesus Christ and to him crucified." So Paul shares with us the aspects of a gospel witness. And we must realize all of us are witnesses. Every day when we are around others, we are witnessing, whether we are verbalizing it or if it's in actions. And so, first of all, there was a dedication to the master. And Paul is using
a special word here. He says, I am determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ. And that is in 1 Corinthians 2:2. He was saying, I am making a resolution. Well, many of us make resolutions. You know, at the end of the year, I'm going to resolve to do this, that, or the other. And a lot of times it works out, but sometimes it doesn't. But as far as the Apostle Paul was concerned here, he was making a resolution. This was his fixed, deliberate purpose when he came to Corinth. And so this means that he was so Christ-centered and Christ-controlled that nothing else mattered except Jesus Christ. In fact, later on he says, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. And so he had a dedication to the Master. Also, he had a dedication to the Master as far as his passion was concerned. As he prayed, it was Jesus that he sensed. As he witnessed to others, it was Jesus that he shared. And so that, in my opinion, is the key to being a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is to, first of all, have a passion for God. And then also, as he witnessed, he had a passion for those that he shared with. So it should be with us also. Our holiness, our power, our victory, our blessing is all wrapped up in Jesus Christ. And if the Lord Jesus means everything to us, which he should, then we have to talk about him. He has to be in our conversation. And so we see that he had a shared, a supreme passion to share Jesus with others. Also, we see that he focused on the message. He didn't get sidetracked. He says, for I am determined not to know anything except among you, except Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's verse 2. And so Paul determined to simply present Christ and the essential facts of his death and also his resurrection. And so his supreme passion was Jesus Christ and him crucified. Because when we look at the crucifixion, when we look at what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross of Calvary, we realize that we would not be anything without Jesus Christ loving us and caring for us. And so we see the focus on the message and the supreme passion. And so he stayed right on track. You know, a lot of times when you are dealing with issues or are dealing with people, and sometimes you can kind of get off track. Well, we need to focus on Jesus Christ and let that be the way that we approach others, that we focus on the message and Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. And as we witness, we can give a testimony of how Jesus Christ has changed our lives. Just think about to the time in your life when you did not know Christ as Savior. Think about the uncertainty of eternity. Think about the fear of death. Think about all of the things that go through your mind when you do not know where you're going to spend eternity. And then remember when Jesus Christ came into your heart. You opened your heart and your life to Jesus Christ. And everything changed. You had a purpose to live. You had a purpose to follow Christ. You had a reason to get up every morning. And so you can give your own personal testimony of how Jesus has changed your life and focus on the message of him crucified. And so then we see the spiritual power of one who is witnessing. In verses 3 and 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, he says, I was with you in weakness, and notice this, he says, and in fear, and also in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words. It wasn't the words that he came up with, but he says in the demonstration, his preaching was in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. And so that's what made a difference in Paul's life. It wasn't because he was a learned person, even though he was. It was because he focused on Jesus Christ and his crucifixion. And Paul knew that the content of his message was unacceptable in the carnal world that he was writing to. And just think, it hasn't changed much in the last 2,000 years. Our message, the message of Jesus Christ, is still unacceptable to the carnal world. We're beginning to see that lived out in what is happening to, for instance, actresses and actors in Hollywood, how they're being ridiculed, how they're being listed to where they cannot find work. And out here in the public, people who stand up for Jesus Christ are often cut down behind their back, and they are shut out of many places because they have a passion for Jesus Christ. And so Paul said that he was focusing on the message. His death, his resurrection, it was his supreme passion. The gospel, according to Paul, was that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the Scripture. And then also we see the spiritual power of one who is witnessing. And he said he came in much trembling, much weakness. And Paul knew the content of his message was so unacceptable that they would be going up against him. They would be refuting what he was saying. And so we too must be prepared to face rejection in our witnessing. I remember a few years ago, I went to a conference in Fort Lauderdale. It was presented by Evangelism Explosion. And how we went through the training, and then we would go out in teams. And there would be three of us in each team, and how we would go to different places and would just kind of be shut out and kind of rejected. But they were not rejecting us. They were rejecting the message of Jesus Christ. And one of the teams came back, and they would have testimonies after we would go out. And I remember one team, it was a lady and two gentlemen that went out. And so they had gone out on the beach, and they had kind of, wandered around and looking for somebody to witness to, and they saw this young lady sitting on the beach facing the ocean. And she was in a very pretty dress, they said. They described the scene. And they walked up to this lady and started sharing Christ with her. And she began to weep, and she said, only God could have sent you to me. And so, to make a long story short, she accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior, and she came back to testify what a glorious thing it was to meet Jesus. Because at the end of that evening, this young lady on the beach that accepted Christ was intending to take her life. And so it made such a dramatic change in her life that she turned from planning on ending her life to now she had something to live for. And that's the difference that Christ can make in our lives and in the lives of those that you witness to. And so there is not only the power of divine revelation, there's also the power of divine demonstration. The Spirit and the power of God was experienced in this young lady's life. And so the phrase here, the spirit of the power, carries back to the dynamite, the dynamic things of God. The word here on the cross, that something is inherent in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ that reveals to us dynamic relevance and therefore an application to everyday living. He says, preach the gospel to every creature. Share Christ with others. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5, he says there's a single purpose of the witness. So we saw not only the supreme passion of a witness and the spiritual power of a witness, but now we see a single purpose of a witness. And the scripture says here that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Paul amplifies the point here when he writes concerning the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. He declares, if Christ is not risen, then our faith is in vain. You're still in your sins. But thanks be to God, we have the glorious message that he is alive. He's not still on the cross, but he's alive. And his Holy Spirit lives within our hearts and in our lives to change lives. And so a saving faith is one that has a tremendous, mighty transformation in the believing soul. It is faith that owns the Lord Jesus as Savior in the deepest sense of the word. We have him in our heart. He owns us, and we own him because we would never turn loose of him. We would never let him go. So I ask you today, can you sing the hymn that says, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. Each one of you that know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior can sing that hymn. And in singing that hymn in your heart, you can share Jesus Christ as a witness every day of your life. Because we have a God-given passion, we have a God-given power, and we have a God-given purpose. Therefore, whenever we claim to be a witness for Jesus Christ, we must possess the qualifications through the sovereign grace of the Holy Spirit. Our daily prayer should be, my hands are to do the work for you, Lord. My feet shall run for the Master. My lips shall sound the glorious good news. Lord, here am I. Use me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for your love and your compassion on us, in that while we were yet sinners, you died for us. What a wonderful privilege we have to be called your children. Lord, if there's anyone here today that does not know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, Lord, if there's anyone here today that needs to know Christ, I pray that today will be the day that they accept you. For we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, if there's a need in your heart and in your life, I will be here to the front, in the front, to pray with you. If you want to join our church, you come. If you want to rededicate your life, whatever your need is, would you do so as we stand and as we sing?
Jesus, I come, 491.
Bondage, sorrow, and night, Jesus.
Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Brother Paul. Appreciate the message that you shared with us. God laid on your heart, and I'm so thankful that I was able to be here today. I'm glad that you're able to be here too. Let that be your prayer. Jesus, I come to thee. And what a wonderful song to finish with, and thank you for that beautiful message. A few announcements that we have. Vacation Bible School is coming up next week, and then we also have the Mature Adult Trip, June the 11th, to the Top of the Rock. There's a sign-up sheet out there, and there's also a planning meeting, I think, this afternoon for parents for kids camp. So that was on that first slide, and it's got a timer or something, and it just scooted on out of the way. But anyway, so, yeah, kids camp parent meeting at 1 o'clock today. So keep those announcements in mind. Also want to encourage you to be continuing to pray for Ellen Spurgeon. She's kind of had a rough weekend. She had surgery, open heart, double valve replacement surgery. And the surgery seemed to have gone fine, but they had to take her back in overnight and stop some bleeding and fix some issues that had developed. And but anyway, got a report from her husband, Charles, just a few minutes before the service started saying that she's improving steadily. So he's been able to see her. I think it was Saturday. They did not even want him to come and visit. She just needed to rest. But she's making some improvements, so keep her in prayer. Miss Norma Sweeterman is at home now. She had fractured pelvis out in Salt Lake City, Utah, at a convention she had gone to. But she's made it back home, so continue to pray for her as she recovers. And I'm sure there's many others that we can mention. I know of some folks in here have got some things going on that we need to be praying about. So we're going to ask God to bless these and before we dismiss, and then we're going to sing with a beautiful song, He Keeps Me Singing. So let's pray for these special needs, and then we'll close out. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. We want to pray and thank you for the message today. We want to thank you for the handbells and for the choir and for all the music and musicians. Thank you for Karen for playing for us today. I want to thank you, Lord, for Joel, and just pray that you'll bless he and Janice and the family and friends that they're with, that they'll have a great vacation. I want to pray, Lord, that you'll bless those that we mentioned in prayer for Norma, that she would recover well, and Ellen, that she'll get stronger, and you'll bless she and Charles in a special way. I want to pray, Lord, for the needs that we know of in our congregation, maybe some unspoken needs, and ask you to work in a powerful and mighty way. Let your will be done, and let your glory be made known. And pray that you would accomplish your purposes in the lives of your people that have gathered here in this place. And as we go, that you'll keep us safe and help us to serve you and proclaim the gospel, just like Brother Paul was speaking about. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand as we close by singing, He Keeps Me Singing, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my heart.
Thank you for coming today. God bless you.